USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. labor market remained positive in May, even as most Americans are taking home less money because of rampant inflation. 390,000 jobs were created nationwide last month, while unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. President Biden, at home in Delaware this hour, is addressing America's inflation problem.
And there's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength. Still a problem. We can tackle it from a position of strength.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
It's Week 8 in the USFL Football League. One game tonight, one game Saturday, and two games on Sunday. Scammers will say anything and promise everything just to get your personal information. Let's get more information on how they're hitting Americans.
The COVID-19 pandemic saw a sharp increase in costly government imposter scams. That's according to new research from the Better Business Bureau. Social Security scams have been topping the scams list since 2019. The FTC also says they're the most reported scam at this point in 2022. With relief funding during the pandemic, scammers also created grant programs to lure in victims. Medicare was the second most popular target of scammers. Since government scams peaked in early 2021, they have slowed, but people lost twice as much money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
President Biden has been a politician since 1972. In all his political wisdom, opening up the southern border to illegal immigrants was something he thought was necessary for the people of the United States. Now, since he blocked the border wall from being finished and secured our border with Mexico, hundreds of millions of dollars of border wall material lay in waste. Georgia Republican Representative Buddy Carter saw the waste on a recent trip to the crisis at the border.
$350 million worth of materials of hard-earned taxpayers' money right there, just rusting and deteriorating. All we saw was 20 miles of completed wall structure. And in that 20 miles of completed wall structure, there were gaps in there where people could just walk through. It's just ridiculous. This is a result of the Biden administration canceling the construction of the border wall. And now what we have is we have all these contracts that are costing us $6 million every day to cancel these contracts and to pay off these contracts that were already in place that the Biden administration canceled.
A convicted murderer on the run since escaping from a prison bus last month was shot dead by police overnight after he killed a family of five, including children. He then stole their truck from a rural weekend cabin between Dallas and Houston. 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez was killed Thursday night in Jordanton, Texas. That's about 35 miles south of San Antonio. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.